Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Law, Legislation, and Liberty, Volume 1, Rules and Order, is the opening volume of Friedrich A. Hayek's late trilogy on the foundations of a free society, written at the intersection of political philosophy, legal theory, and social theory. It asks how stable social cooperation is possible among millions of people, who each hold limited knowledge and diverse goals. Hayek argues that many of the most important coordinating institutions of civilization, including much of law and morality, did not arise from a single plan but evolved over time because the rules worked. The book distinguishes between abstract rules that enable individuals to form and pursue their own plans and commands aimed at particular outcomes. By rebuilding these conceptual distinctions, Hayek prepares the ground for his later critique of social justice and for a constitutional vision meant to preserve personal liberty under modern democracy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reason and evolution in the growth of social rules. Hayek begins by challenging the assumption that effective institutions must be consciously designed. He does not deny the role of human reason, but he argues that reason typically operates within a framework of inherited practices that no one mind created. Languages, markets, and many legal norms are examples of outcomes produced by many people following rules, often without understanding the full system-level effects. This evolutionary perspective matters because it changes how reform should be evaluated. If rules and institutions embody knowledge accumulated through long experience, then replacing them with freshly designed schemes can destroy functions we did not recognize. Hayek treats cultural evolution as a process of selection among practices, where some survive because they support coordination, peace, and prosperity better than alternatives. The point is not that whatever exists is good, but that the burden of proof shifts toward those who would redesign complex orders. This framing sets up his broader skepticism toward ambitious programs that promise superior social outcomes through centralized control. Secondly, Cosmos and Taxi, spontaneous order versus organization. A central analytical tool in the book is the distinction between two kinds of order. A cosmos is an order that forms spontaneously, such as the market order or the common law tradition, where overall patterns emerge from many interactions guided by general rules. A taxis is an organization, such as a firm or a bureaucracy, where specific purposes are pursued through direction and hierarchy. Hayek argues that confusion between these categories fuels many political errors. When people treat society as if it were an organization, they expect it to have a single set of ends and to be steered toward chosen results. But a free society is better understood as a framework that allows individuals to pursue different ends, coordinating through general rules rather than shared goals. This does not eliminate government, it clarifies its appropriate function. Government may need to organize certain tasks, but it must not convert the broader social order into a managed enterprise. The distinction helps explain why large-scale outcome control clashes with liberty and why general rules are essential for peaceful cooperation among strangers. Thirdly, law as general rules nomos and the conditions of liberty. Hayek develops an account of law centered on general, abstract, and relatively stable rules that apply equally rather than targeting particular persons or outcomes. He uses the concept of nomos to capture law in this classical sense, a framework of rules that makes individual planning possible by setting predictable boundaries. Such rules do not aim to deliver a particular pattern of social results. Instead, they define permissible conduct and protect domains within which people can act on their own knowledge and preferences. This view contrasts with legal approaches that emphasize direct commands, administrative discretion, or constant adjustment of rules to achieve shifting policy objectives. For Hayek, the test of a legal order is less whether it achieves an ideal distribution, and more whether it supports a system where individuals can use dispersed knowledge without needing permission from authorities. The rule of law in this sense is not merely obedience to statutes, it is the dominance of general rules over arbitrary decisions. By stressing predictability and impartiality, Hayek links legality to personal freedom and to the coordination benefits of a complex society. Fourthly, from common law to modern legislation, the changing concept of law, Rules and Order examines how the meaning of law has shifted over time, especially with the rise of expansive legislation and administrative governance. Hayek highlights the contrast between law that is discovered and refined through adjudication and custom, and law that is manufactured as an instrument for achieving policy goals. He is broadly sympathetic to common law traditions because they can embody evolved expectations and constrain power through general principles rather than detailed commands. By contrast, modern legislation often blends lawmaking with management, using rules to steer economic and social outcomes. Hayek worries that this trend erodes the distinction between general rules and particular directives, increasing discretion and weakening predictability. The issue is not that legislation is always illegitimate, but that when legislatures and agencies treat society as a project to be continuously optimized, they tend to replace stable rules with interventions aimed at concrete results. That shift changes citizens from rule-governed actors into subjects of ongoing direction. Hayek's analysis thus connects legal form to political liberty, arguing that free institutions depend on maintaining a legal order that limits rather than amplifies arbitrary authority. Lastly, justice, equality, and the limits of outcome-based politics. Although the most direct discussion of social justice comes in the later volumes, Volume 1 lays the groundwork by clarifying what kinds of justice make sense in an extended order. Hayek distinguishes rules of just conduct from attempts to label overall social outcomes as just or unjust. In a complex system where results emerge from countless interactions, he argues that no one can meaningfully assign moral responsibility for the final pattern in the way one can judge individual actions under general rules. This matters because demands for outcome-based justice often require authorities to override general rules, substituting discretionary control for predictable law. Hayek does not claim that people should be indifferent to hardship or that policy choices have no moral dimension. Rather, he argues that the pursuit of a predetermined distribution tends to conflict with the rule of law by requiring unequal treatment, targeted commands, and constant adjustment. The conceptual payoff is a clearer picture of what a free society can promise, not guaranteed results, but a fair framework of rules within which individuals can pursue their own ends. This framing anticipates his later critique of the social justice ideal as politically dangerous when treated as a mandate for state control. In conclusion, Rules and Order is best suited to readers who want a rigorous account of how legal and political institutions support freedom, especially students of jurisprudence, political theory, economics, and constitutional design. It rewards patience because Hayek writes at a high level of abstraction and spends time refining distinctions that many popular treatments ignore. The benefit is intellectual clarity. The book offers a systematic way to separate general rules from managerial commands, spontaneous orders from organizations, and legality from mere legislation. These distinctions help readers evaluate contemporary debates about regulation, administrative discretion, but in the expanding scope of government without reducing everything to slogans. Practically, the book encourages humility in institutional reform, emphasizing that inherited legal norms may contain knowledge we cannot easily replace. Within its category, it stands out for combining insights from economics and social theory with legal philosophy, treating law not only as an instrument of policy but as a coordination mechanism for a society of strangers, compared with more purely normative defenses of liberty. As Hayek's approach is explanatory as well as evaluative, he argues that freedom depends on the kind of rules we adopt and on the limits we place on purpose of control in a complex civilization. If you would like to support Friedrich A. Hayek, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.